Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this recording is called In the Pink, and is based on Acts chapter 4. It was a bit early for the shock of the pink. My bleary eyes were arrested by the sight of a bright pink narrowboat in the canal where I go for my morning dog and prayer walk. Somebody wanted to make a statement. Somebody wanted to be noticed. Somebody is either very bold or very colourblind. Standing out from the crowd is something anyone can do in one way or another if they want to. The question is the motive behind it. Now, I have no idea of the underlying motive prompting the narrowboat owners to splash the pink, but I do know they could hardly be surprised if someone stopped to ask them why. This issue of standing out is a tricky one for a disciple of Jesus. If we're asked, do you want to look different from the rest of the world, there is really no right answer. If we say yes, we could be accused of self-righteousness, and if we say no, we could be accused of assimilation into the standards of the world. So what is one to do? Well, let me share with you the words of a friend of mine. It goes back to last Friday night at a church meeting. Lolu started his talk on Acts chapter 4 with this very strange assertion on the first slide of his PowerPoint presentation. You do not need to be bold. Now, the congregation, we all looked at one another, somewhat confused, because we wondered, what did he mean? I mean, I thought all Christians are meant to be bold, right? Jesus was. But his point actually was very well made. You see, although the boldness of Peter and John was obvious to those around them, Acts 4:13, they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled ordinary men, fine. But the real question was, where did this boldness come from? Well, Lolu, in his class, pointed us back to something Jesus had said at an earlier time in Luke 21. He said, make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. So, if we focus on the I need to be bold approach, we become self-focused and it ends up being all about us instead of God. But I think there's an alternative approach that Jesus gives us here in Luke 21. We can decide to simply trust him. Trust him for two things. One, he will only put us into situations that we can handle with his help. And two, whatever situations we find ourselves in, Jesus will give us the words to say. And then people will notice that we follow Jesus. If that's the case, we will end up being bold. It's just that the credit will go more clearly to Jesus. Again, back in Acts 4:13, they, that's the people around Peter and John, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. So Jesus ends up being the focus. We don't need to be bold, at least as the focus, but we do need to trust Jesus when we find ourselves in a scary place. And frankly, that happens quite a lot in the Christian life. What helps you to be bold? What gives you the security to get outside of the comfort zone? Pink or not on the outside, I hope you're willing to be pink on the inside. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.